The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen. It's the Vert Show.
All right, so today is tax day, and I know, man, people hate this day, giving your hard-earned money away. You hate it, right? You circled it on your calendar for months and months and months. And I was talking to some friends over the weekend about it, you know, and, you know, it's pretty much the typical stories that we're probably going to go through right here. You know, I'm working so hard. You know, I look at the statistics, and, I mean, I'm giving all of my money to the government up until, like, March 15th. You know, I think statistics show that. And, I have a different take on it, and I know I'm going to sound a little Hannity-esque here.
Okay.
I don't mind paying taxes. I really don't mind paying taxes. And here's my thinking on the whole thing.
That's not very Hannity.
I was going to say,
that's not a Republican theory.
Is Hannity like not?
Yeah, no.
Well, hear me out first, and then I think you'll hear themes of Hannity here.
Okay.
I've done a good amount of traveling, so I've seen most of the parts of the world, right? Or at least some parts of the world. And obviously living here, I can make some pretty good comparisons. And whenever I get home, I really do realize that this country runs in such a different place than other countries. The organization of the United States, the government stability of the U.S., just the way I really do believe in my heart of hearts that we are lucky to be living in this country, man. There is no better country in the world, and I really do believe that. And I kind of feel like whenever you want something top shelf, you got to pay for that. You want a Ketel One, the best vodka, you are going to pay extra for that. If you want Gucci, you want Prada, if you want the best products, you're going to pay a little extra more money for that. And I really do, in my heart of hearts, and this is where I feel like the whole Hannity thing coming in, I feel like this is what we pay for in this country. Mm-hmm. We have so many freedoms here that they don't have in the rest of the world, that if you just watch the news from time to time and you see how some women are treated in the rest of the world, you see how kids are treated in the rest of the world, you know, we were talking about kids' slavery and stuff like that, this country's the best, man. This is it right here. So when tax season rolls around, I don't get bothered by it. Mm-hmm. Now, I also will say, to argue the other side, I'm not exactly sure how much I'm paying because Stacey does all of that. I know what percentile I'm in, but I'm not – I've never written the check, and maybe if I did, I would feel differently. But I feel like if you want something top shelf, you got to pay for it. And on tax day, for me, I'm cool with it.
Isn't most of the political debate the divide on what taxes are spent on?
I think,
and
well,
how much
yeah.
we're taxed and how we're taxed and that sort of thing. So kind of, I think there's like kind of two different.
Well, but I mean, there's, you know, I mean, this is getting politics, but just briefly, like Bush had done some tax breaks for corporations and for rich people that's about to expire.
Mm-hmm.
So I do believe that, yeah, the biggest debate is actually the money we spend on what it's spent on. But I do think
where does that money go? Does it go to military? Does it go to education? Does it go to healthcare?
Right.
Does it go to, you know, that's a lot of the political debate, but how much we're taxed is also part of it, right?
Yeah, but when you brought Hannity, the only reason I brought the Republican thing up is because, I mean, Republicans fought for some tax breaks. So I don't know if the Republicans are all about paying taxes. But, I mean, I have no problem paying taxes either because I feel like it's the rent in the country. Like I'm paying my rent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I live in the country. I'm paying my rent. I live in my home. I have to pay a payment for that. So, you know, I agree with you. I think there's nowhere else I'd rather be. I have no problem paying taxes. And I'm happy to, because, like, you know, the thing is, I have the baby syndrome. I have the little sister syndrome, to where anything I do that's an adult makes me feel like I feel excited about it, because as a kid, you're I'm serious. As the baby, you're made to feel like you're the baby. So there's a part of me that's still, even, you know, even at 40, I'm like, you know what? I'm paying taxes. I'm an adult. That's cool.
Cool.
So,
bring on the census, too. Yeah. That'll really make my day.
But the only thing that bothered me, you know, I was more passionate about it earlier this week, and I've kind of watered it down because I don't have anything in front of me. But basically, the one thing, though, that does irritate me about tax season is the fact that Katie and I can't get married, and that would allow us a tax break. One of the, you know, we don't file our taxes together, and it's just a case in which she and a friend of hers, she, you know, Katie ended up owing, and her friend ended up getting a refund simply because her friend was married.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just,
that was the only difference in what they filed.
And there's the only difference in what they were filing. And so it just was, you know, it kind of brought it home, where she came home and was like, you know what, it just irritates me that we live the same life and do the same things, and at the end of the day,
on the box, she has to check single,
and I have to, and she has to write the check.
Do you have any kind of anger that you're in a country that doesn't provide you the same freedoms?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you have to write a check for that?
Absolutely. Well, yeah. I mean, again, I'm happy to pay my taxes, but one of the things that frustrates me when you talk about spending is, okay, you want my money for the military. You want me to help provide for the military, but you won't let me serve in the military. Mm. You know, there are little things that at the back of my mind just irritate the hell out of me. You know, like, if you want me to be completely, fully honest and excited about my taxes, then give me the same, you know, pay me back. Give me the same products that everybody else in this room is provided. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't charge me less taxes,
Boy,
fewer
that's
taxes,
legit. That's
you know,
legit.
But in business, that would be bad business, you know.
You have any problem stroking that check every year?
No, I don't, because I tend to agree with you. I think that we're provided with so much more security in our country than anywhere else. And I haven't done quite as much travel as you, but been to a couple different third world countries, and have lots of friends who travel the world. And I've told you all about my friend who's in Kenya right now. And she and her cousin don't go out after dark because there's so many carjackings there. And Jeff and I were talking about it yesterday. A lot of times people tell you when you travel to Africa, have cash on you, because if they try to carjack you, you can pay them not to carjack you. Look, take my money and don't carjack me.
Which is,
and
just bad,
say,
economics, because the car could definitely go for more than $100 in your pocket.
But it's less bother, so they'll go, oh, okay. And guess what? We don't have to worry about that. You know, I mean, our safety and security is a huge part of what allows us to live the freedom and live the lives that we do. So if tax is what takes care of that, then I'm fine with it.
Here is Whitney. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, y'all. Yeah, I just want to say I'm so glad you guys are, you know, broaching this topic this morning, because it's been very frustrating for me, too, because I agree with you guys. And, Bert, the same thing happens to me. Every time I say that, people look at me like I'm the craziest person on earth. But it's true. If we don't put our money in, we're not going to get anything out. So it's really frustrating when you hear people complaining, I don't want to pay my taxes, I don't want to pay my taxes, and then turn around in the same sentence and say, but I want education to get better, and I want to keep our roads nice, and, you know, they want all these infrastructure things to be put into place, but they don't want to pay for that. And that's not how it works. Well, if you want it to get fixed, it's got to come from somewhere. And unfortunately, or fortunately, in my opinion, that's from our pockets. We're all a part of this country, and we need to do our part to help out.
And then furthering that, that's why I get frustrated. People say, I'm not going to vote. You know, because you can't complain, because the legislatures are the ones, they're the ones that spend the money. So if you're mad about, you know, everything
where it's getting spent,
but then you didn't go out and vote, then you can't complain.
Hey, Becky, good morning. You're on the Bert Show, Q100, talking taxes.
Absolutely. I agree with you guys to a certain degree. I necessarily don't have a problem paying taxes. My concern comes from people who do not pay their taxes, who don't file, and also illegal immigrants who don't file, who obviously do not pay taxes, because there's no possibility of them being able to, because they're paid cash money. They're, you know, living the low, you know, basically being paid under the table and hiding out and not paying taxes, which if everybody paid taxes, the government would have much more money. The United States, I feel like, that would be so much safer. We would have more things, and everything would be so much better.
We're going to try to talk to some of these people later on that are refusing to pay taxes and have refused to pay taxes for years. Because there is a certain amount of people in this country that try to get by as long as they can. I just don't agree with what's going on. I don't agree with what Barack Obama is doing. I am just not paying taxes this year.
What was that celebrity?
We won't put you on the voice.
Are they busted?
Wesley Snipes.
Oh, I was trying to remember which celebrity it was. But yeah, he didn't pay for
years.
Are they going to call us from prison?
It sounds like Pamela Anderson has decided not to pay also.
They'll give you, eventually you're going to have to pay it.
You're going to get you now, they're going to get you later.
They're going to find you.
She may have just been trying to distract Larry King from her nipple covers that he was asking her about.
Oh, gross.
Here is Holly. Go ahead. You're on Q100.
Hi. Nice to be on the show.
Thanks for calling.
One of the things I wanted, there was a statement that you pay more taxes when you're when you file single as opposed to filing as a married couple. Mm-hmm. And I've run the numbers both ways. I've run the numbers where my husband and I pay together and as single because I have TurboTax and I can do it online. And I mean, I can run the numbers on my computer. Mm-hmm. And what I found was that we pay $10,000 more in taxes because we're married.
So you're gonna are you gonna divorce him?
We do have that discussion, and it's a humorous discussion.
You gotta let him go, man. Yeah. He's costing you $10,000. I don't know that he's worth
That's
it.
Not a good investment.
Like, you know what I could get for $10,000?
Looking at your spouse a little different today.
Why were your friends mad at you? Just quickly.
I think it was more like the tone in the room was like, man, taxes. I'm paying for this and I'm paying for that, and I'm like, why are you bitching about it, dude? Look where we are right now.
Yeah.
And look at everything that we have. What are you complaining about? And I think I was the only one in the room with that attitude, so it felt like... The group was turning into the minority for sure.
Yeah, people who don't pay their taxes and, I'm not going to turn in my census, and I'm not going to do that, damn it. Get on my nerves.
And don't tell me you're leaving the country unless you're really leaving the
right.
country.
Yes.
You can only make go that threat so many times.
See ya.
Just go already.
This is The Burt Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.